Take your business further with the smart and flexible American Express Business Gold Card. It offers flexible spending capacity that adapts to your business. You can also earn up to $395 in annual statement credits on eligible purchases at select business merchants. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/businessgoldcard.
Welcome to the Jill on Money Coronavirus Market Update. It is Saturday, June 27th. And for some of you, this could be an unpleasant weekend because some of you have not yet filed your tax returns. And some of you may find that this is not going to be a particularly fun time to do it. It's so much better to do your taxes in March when the weather stinks than June, July when it's nice out. If you need help, we've got a perfect guest for you. He is a returning guest, Ed Slott. He is a retirement and IRA expert. Ed has been on the program many times. His website is irahelp.com. And Ed, isn't it weird for you to be talking about taxes for a July 15th deadline, right? Surreal.
I know. It's like going to summer school.
It's awful, isn't it? And yeah. I just pulled up some of the data from the IRS, and it looks like the number of returns received is down by about 5% from a year ago, and processed down 12%, although the refund is still at about almost $2,800. So if you have not filed your returns, what do you need to know right now, Ed?
Well, you're not late because they changed the due date from April 15th to July 15th. But as you said, can you imagine July 4th weekend working on your taxes? It's just, it is surreal. Like, we've never seen that before. But so the actual due date is July 15th. Some people think that's an extended due date. It isn't. It's the actual due date. The extended due date still stays at October 15th. So if you can't file by July or you're just too busy at the beach or whatever, you have to file an extension just like you would have back in April. So July 15th is really the new April 15th. If you need an extension, you file it before July 15th for October 15th. But there's certain things that cannot be extended and certain things that are. For example, believe it or not, if you haven't made an IRA or Roth IRA contribution for 2019, last year, you still have until July 15th to make that contribution. So it's something to think about. At the time it would have been due, say April 15th, we were all in flux. It still may be, but maybe you were worried about contributing money and you may have lost a job and things have happened. So hopefully if things settle down, maybe, and you're able to contribute for last year, you can still do it up to July 15th, but there is no extension beyond that date, even if your return is on extension.
Let's say I filed my returns back in April or even May, and now I do have the cash to make an IRA contribution. Do I need to amend what I've already filed?
Yes, if you want to take a deduction for it, you want to get more money back. Yeah.
Okay. How hard is that, the amending?
Well, that's a simple item. I mean, it's simple if you know what you're doing, like everything else, but it's relatively simple. However, if you're making a Roth contribution, which you know I like better because you don't get a tax deduction, but you never have to pay the tax in retirement, then you don't have to amend your return because Roth IRAs don't go on the return. But if you're in a situation where you may be qualifying for this retirement savers credit, then you would want to put it on because you could actually get a credit for contributing to a retirement account. But in no way can you contribute for 2019 after July 15th. And if you are making the contribution, I've already seen problems with this, make sure with your financial institution that it's earmarked for 2019. I've already seen problems with computers that believe it's for 2020, because normally after April 15th, it would have been. So make sure once you made your contribution, go back and check that they've deposited for the right year.
So let me ask you another question about this. You mentioned the payment, that $1,200, $500 per kid, and this keyed off of your 2019 return. So can you just explain how that economic impact payment is calculated? And what happens if you actually made too much money? Like, a lot of people got a check based on 2018.
I just saw something, I think yesterday, how they're going about recouping money back. I don't know how that's going to work. I'm sure the computers will catch up to you at some point, so I wouldn't spend that money yet. Another point on July 15th, by the way, while I'm thinking of it, they changed not only the due date for the tax return, but for people that pay estimated taxes. If you recall, they moved the April 15th. If you pay estimated taxes, those of you who do or are listening, you know you pay four quarterly payments. The first one is April 15th. The next one is June 15th. They were both moved to July 15th. So speaking of having money, that's what reminded me when you were talking about that. You're going to need the money for your first two estimates by July 15th. So you better start getting that ready. They're both due. Both installments one and two are due July 15th.
Okay, here's a question, self-serving, because I'm in that category. Should I send two separate checks? Because I don't actually,
No.
I can just do one check with it says Q1, Q2.
Yeah, I did that too. But on certain states, like in the state of New York, you have to do the two separate ones because they ask you for which quarter. But for the federal, you just post a payment.
At Alma, we know the connection between you and your therapist matters. But if you're already feeling stressed and burnt out, the idea of trying to find a therapist you really connect with can be overwhelming. That's why Alma's focused on helping you find the right therapist for you. When you browse their online directory, you can filter your search based on the qualities that are most important to you. Then you can book a free 15-minute consultation call with any therapist you're interested in seeing, so you can get a feel for whether they're the right fit before you commit to a full-length session. Alma also makes it easy for mental health care providers to navigate insurance. That's why 95% of therapists in their directory accept insurance for sessions, so you can find care that's affordable without stressing about the paperwork. You want to talk to someone, but not just anyone. Alma is there to help you find the right fit. Visit helloalma.com/therapy60 to schedule a free consultation today. That's helloalma.com/therapy60.
So we pay our taxes, and explain to people about if you are going to go on extension and you do file your form. People will say to me like, well, if I'm going to actually have to pay the tax that's due anyway, why should I just not file right now?
Oh, no. That is an excellent point. I answer that question every year, as you know. The extension is only an extension of time to file, not to pay. If it was an extension of time to pay, everybody would say, you know what, talk to me in October. That's when I'll feel like paying. Except right now, you have this extra time period because of the COVID virus, obviously, till July 15th, where no interest is accruing. But if you don't pay by July 15th what you owe, then the hammer comes down on you, even if you're on extension. The extension is only an extension of time to file, not to pay. In fact, the penalty for not filing is 10 times worse than the penalty for not paying. So you want to make sure you file.
So a few other issues around taxes that I want to ask you about. I remember that we had some medical and dental expense change last year. And I've already forgotten about this, but what's the amount? Is it exceeding 7.5%?
7.5%. It was supposed to go to 10, then it went back to 7.5%. But the bottom line is, unless you have heavy medical expenses, you're not going to get the deduction because of the higher standard deduction. And the people that tend to have the highest medical expenses are older people, and they even get an extra standard deduction. So most people are taking the standard deduction. They don't even itemize anymore unless you have a real heavy medical expenses. And I've seen those returns. You know, you have some people with medical home improvements. They have wheelchair access, the widening doors and hallways and railings and all that stuff. That adds up. And aides and nurses and things like that. So, yeah, you could have 50, 60, even 100,000 a year. Then you would itemize and it would have to exceed 7.5% of your income. But if you have like regular medical, you're probably doing better with the standard deduction.
Okay. And are we still seeing, just out of curiosity, because I presume this will start up again, these phishing scams? Do you think this is going to start up again?
You know where I saw all the fraud? In the Paycheck Protection Program, the PPP. You know, I hate saying that because it just sounds like PPP. You know, but you know what I mean. The program to help out small business.
Yep.
Anybody who filed for that, you file legitimately with your bank. Forget about all these emails saying, remember what happened? The banks couldn't keep up with it and people weren't getting their money. Then, of course, all the hackers got in. I don't know how they got names of people who applied. But people started getting emails from people saying, oh, we're a private company. We can get your application into the bank. Just fill it out online. Give us your social security number, name, and your bank account so we can go in and deposit the money for you.
I tell you, they always think of something. All right, Ed, we are going to make sure that everybody is who has not filed, and there's still millions of people who haven't filed. Your due date is July 15th. Ed, there's still those free options available. The free file program is anyone who earns less than $69,000. So you get free filing.
Right.
So that program, which is good. Everyone obviously has learned the lesson of electronic filing, because obviously anyone who was filed paper returns, by the way, it's taking forever to process.
Right,
those.
Right.
And so this is your big push right now. If you have not done an electronic return, now's your time.
Yeah, there's another point too, Jill, I just thought of. Remember I talking about the estimates for July 15th? Unfortunately, so many people are getting unemployment insurance plus that extra $600, you know. Mm-hmm. That's taxable. If you don't have tax withheld, you may be subject to estimated tax payments on them. A lot of people are just taking the payments and thinking it's a freebie. That's taxable income.
And by the way, the IRS has a withholding estimator that you can use at irs.gov. You might want to check that out. Tomorrow, we are going to talk to Ed about all of the changes on retirement accounts that you should know about for the second half of this year, because there are many, many changes. So tomorrow we will be talking once again to our favorite tax and retirement plan expert, Ed Slott. This is an update for you people who have not yet filed. And for the rest of you, this is your moment to feel virtuous. Ah, I already filed. Everything is great. Don't forget, you can subscribe to this podcast wherever you get your favorite podcasts: Apple, Spotify, Stitcher, Radio.com, Google Play, wherever. Don't forget to wash your hands, wear your masks, maintain that physical distancing, and do something nice for someone else. Maybe forward your bust-out friend who hasn't filed his or her taxes this podcast, because Ed has all the information you need. Okay, we'll talk to you tomorrow. Thanks for listening. Do you know a high schooler who is a natural leader and loves to give back to their community? The Leukemia and Lymphoma Society's Student Visionaries of the Year program might be the perfect opportunity. Forming strong teams to support them, Student Visionaries of the Year candidates fundraise for the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society in honor of a pediatric blood cancer survivor in their local community. This 7-week philanthropic leadership development program helps students gain valuable life skills like project management, communication, financial literacy, and entrepreneurship. Not to mention, it looks great on college applications. But most importantly, it's a chance for students to engage in meaningful work within their community and make a real impact on the lives of blood cancer patients and their families. Learn more about Student Visionaries of the Year or nominate a student at lls.org/students. That's lls.org/students.